Hey, welcome to the week's penultimate presentation of CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azus with 10 minutes of commercial-free headlines. We're starting with news concerning Saudi Arabia, a Middle Eastern country that's the world's 13th largest nation in area and its biggest exporter of oil. Saudi Arabia is a monarchy. King Abdullah, who's led the nation since 2005, died last week. And President Obama recently traveled there to pay his respects and visit Saudi Arabia's new leader, King Salman. Saudi Arabia is an ally of the U.S. in fighting terrorism, but it has a bad record on human rights. A blogger who spoke out against the Saudi government was recently whipped 1,000 times and imprisoned for 20 years. The nation doesn't allow women to drive, made this a politically challenging trip for President Obama.
President Obama's stop in Saudi Arabia was brief, but spoke volumes about U.S. relations with this key Mideast ally. After cutting short his trip to India following the death of Saudi King Abdullah, the president and the newly crowned monarch in Riyadh were all smiles when Mr. Obama praised King Salman's palace. The response was, "Now that you're here, it's even more beautiful." But the president declined to criticize the kingdom for the beating of a Saudi blogger who was punished for scrutinizing his country's religious police.
Will you speak about the blogger to the Saudis?
Well, you know, I think on this visit, obviously, a lot of this is just paying respects to King Abdullah.
CNN's Fareed Zakaria asked the president what he would say to Americans appalled by Saudi Arabia's human rights record.
Well, what we'd say to them is that it is important for us to take into account existing relationships, the existing alignments within a very complicated Middle East, to recognize that we have strategic interests in common with Saudi Arabia.
Common interests like ISIS, Yemen, where the U.S. is fighting Al-Qaeda, and Saudi Arabia's main rival, Iran. A senior Saudi official brushed off White House assurances that Iran is not in charge of the Houthi rebels in Yemen, saying, if the Houthis are not controlled by Iran, then who is giving them guns and money? To us, that is control. The Saudi trip is something of an optics do-over after the White House failed to have a high-profile presence following the terror attacks in Paris. By contrast, the president's Saudi delegation was a Washington who's who, from Secretary of State John Kerry, Senator John McCain, and CIA Director John Brennan, to former Secretaries of State James Baker and Condoleezza Rice. Top White House aides complain that's an unfair comparison.
You have, I think, a period of time where different leaders are able to pass through Saudi Arabia to pay their respects and to meet the new king. So there is a difference.
We cannot rewrite history, but we can write history. The words of a judge yesterday in overturning the convictions and sentences of the Friendship Nine. It was a group of African-American protesters who were students at Friendship College in Rock Hill, South Carolina. On January 31st, 1961, they sat at a lunch counter that was designated for whites only. They were immediately arrested. Their penalty, a choice: pay a $100 fine or accept 30 days of hard labor. They chose the labor and took a seat in history. Eight of the protesters are still alive. Seven were at yesterday's hearing. The judge was the nephew of the judge who originally sentenced the men. There was a standing ovation when he officially vacated their convictions.
We were not looking for any hero worship. We were simply 10 students who was tired of the status quo. Tired of being treated like second-class citizens. Tired of being spat on, kicked, called the N-word, drinking out of colored water fountain. We got tired of that.